Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
It's Tiki and Tierney on The Fan. Tiki Barber.
If he's horrible, week 1, 2, 3, 4, turn the football over, they're not going to stick with it because it brings down all the other positivity. You can't have the quarterback be the issue for half the season.
Brandon Tierney.
If Zach Wilson is not able to take a monster step forward because of Becton's absence, then Zach Wilson's not the guy.
Tiki and Tierney on The Fan, 101.9 FM and the Odyssey app.
Alrighty, what's happening? Tiki and Tierney on The Fan on this Friday. You know the line, Tick, is what? It's Friday. It's Friday, fool. 10:02. Hopefully everybody's doing awesome on this almost mid-ish, not quite mid-ish August day as we inch toward the football season. Mets and Phils tonight. Yanks and Sox. Boy, not a lot of buzz at all with the Yankees and Sox all, dude. Tick, this is officially the start. You know, practice, whatever, you know. Year two, day one, Zach Wilson.
Yeah. No, it
year
is.
Year two, day one, Zach Wilson.
You know, there used to be a time in the NFL where a quarterback would get a lot of time to figure it out. Now, it's changed because of the new collective bargaining agreement and the fifth-year option that has to be determined, you know, going into the fourth year. And so it's just the timeline has been significantly sped up, which means that general managers and coaches, organizations, fan bases, they want that answer sooner rather than later. I used to feel like it was year three. Year three has got to be the year that a guy turns the corner. And for certain guys that have become stars, like Josh Allen up in Buffalo, year three was the year that he really became elite. I mean, he was good in those first couple of years, mostly doing it with his legs and a couple of touchdowns here and there. But year three, Josh Allen exploded, completed almost 70% of his passes, threw for 37 touchdowns. He ran for another, you know, 6 or 7 touchdowns as well. And the team, you know, started to, he almost won the MVP. Like the team started to turn because of his success. So year three was that year. But then, you know, this whole Tua thing can't happen. And it was like, yeah, is he the guy? I don't know. Maybe they should have taken Justin Herbert. Yeah, you know what? He's on the hot seat his second year. And I feel like that is becoming more of the norm. And so for the New York Jets, who have not had an elite quarterback in a really long time, the time
ever. In our lifetime,
yes. I was going to say Namath.
In our lifetime,
you're right. They have not. Zach Wilson has no excuse. Yeah. Uh-huh. There's a couple of reasons why. Primarily because Joe Douglas has surrounded him with studs.
Hey.
Right? Let's go get C.J. Uzama and Tyler Conklin.
What a concept.
Free agency.
Help the young quarterback.
Exactly.
There you
Let's
go.
Draft Garrett Wilson, right? Breece Hall, get a stud running back. Jeremy Ruckert. Like all this talent on the offensive side of the ball. And that's not counting some of the holdovers from the previous year or there. The offensive line let's go get Laken Tomlinson, right? Let's draft, you know, one of the best guards in football a year ago, and Elijah Vera Tucker. You get some good free agents. Mekhi Becton is a disappointment, obviously, because of his injuries and things of that nature. But still, Dwayne Brown, you go sign. The offensive line should be better than it has been. So Zach Wilson has no excuses for not developing because he is very capable, talking about skills. He is extraordinarily confident, as you just hear it by talking to him.
Listen, you're going around, hammering milfs.
Exactly. He's extraordinarily confident. Extraordinarily confident and confident.
I don't know if I had that confidence in 22.
Hell no. and he's got a ton of talent around him. This Zach Wilson, it starts tonight. Obviously, preseason, and going to put too much weight on it, but it starts tonight.
Yes, it does.
There's no excuses for him.
I'm with
this
you.
Year.
We will know about Zach Wilson by the bye. We will know. Now, we won't know if he's going to be a superstar or a star but we will know if the Jets have their guy by the bye. So, yeah, I know you won't appreciate this, but if you remember, here's an older reference for you, but it's on YouTube. It's great. The old Piper's Pit, when Piper just wrecked Jimmy Snuka, right? Mm-hmm. He grabs the banana, take a banana, grabs the coconut, boom! He's like, you want a coconut? You want to be a happy? Here's a one coconut, two coconuts. This is really what the Jets are finally doing. This is like the Piper's Pit bit. You want a tight end? One tight end, two tight ends. You want to be a happy quarterback? One running back, two running backs. Here's the thing about the Jets, and really the Giants as well. Not only have the Jets and the Giants, but for now, been so bereft of talent that they had no chance to win the last 10 years, but they have been so bereft of talent that they haven't even been able to evaluate their quarterbacks properly.
That
is a special kind of bad.
Yeah, that is really
bad. You know
bad.
What I mean?
Teams, and we'll get to the Giants a little bit later. It's a preseason game.
Galladay looks like a dog again.
But, I mean, there's some things to take away from it. We'll get to it. But the Jets play tonight, and they're a year ahead, especially as it pertains to quarterbacks, than the Giants are. And so we focus on Zach. But you're right. There hasn't been that easy way to know if your guy is the guy.
Yeah.
And it's been an excuse machine that's developed every single year.
If he had better offensive line play, he wouldn't throw the ball so worldly. He wouldn't rush. Maybe the mistakes would wane, huh? These receivers aren't getting separation. Do we really know if Darnold can play when nobody's... I am so tired of that discussion.
That's right.
And the good news for all Jet fans and eventually Giant fans with this whole line and a new regime, we will finally get answers. We've just been met with question after question, which really leads to a guess.
Yes, yes.
Which is the most frustrating part of being a fan.
That's right.
I just want to know definitively if we suck.
You're not gonna definitively suck.
No, I mean in years past.
Oh yeah.
No, Jets. You know, I think the Jets can be good this year.
There's talent.
I'm not afraid to say it.
There's talent, and it all will fall on the head of Zach Wilson. And he plays the part so well. And I said this before. He's competent, right? He's got arm talent. He's got a big cannon. He's smart. He's a film junkie. He never wants to leave the facility. He's always there. He works extra hard, maybe sometimes too hard. Like sometimes you got to be like, chill. Remember last year, Mike LaFleur in our meeting, production meeting before the game that I did, he's like, yeah, we got to tell him to leave. He doesn't want to leave.
That's good.
And sometimes we kind of push him out the door to say, go relax, man. Go collect yourself doing something else. Play some video games or something. So we know that he works hard. We know that he's got the skill. We know that he's confident, cocky, to a point where it feels like he should be successful, but he's just got to do it. And now there is no excuse. There's no excuse because of what Joe Douglas has done surrounding him with talent and the skill position areas of this team by also rebuilding, with some veterans and some really young players with the offensive line. Zach Wilson has no excuse.
Yep.
We're not going to sit here and say, yeah, well, but he doesn't have this. It's really on Zach Wilson. There's a lot of pressure on him We'll see how he handles it.
It starts tonight.
But we'll see how he handles it. But I love the fact that the Jets have made it excuseless for his failures if they should happen.
It's a good way to put it. I'm with you, Teague. 10:09 on the Fan, Teague and Tierney Show inside of our Town Fair Tire studio. Our friends at Town Fair remind you that at Town Fair, you always get the guaranteed lowest price on name brand tires from Connecticut to Maine. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. Listen, I am at the front of the line. Now, not that it never happens, right? But after a while, there's a real expiration date on regurgitating past failures, lamenting, you know, past draft misses, and whining about our largely empty, hollow existence, whether it's from a Jets point of view, from a Knicks point of view, the myriad Met meltdowns over the years, right? I mean, sometimes it's cathartic, but in large part, it is old and it is boring, okay? And it's lazy, really. I mean, I've always thought that. But I do have to take you on a little ride because I'm going to make a statement right now. And then I want to see if my partner can refute this.
Go ahead.
Okay? And then obviously, ultimately, you guys at 877-337-6666. Here's the statement, and then there's the ride. Zach Wilson is the most talented quarterback the Jets have had in my lifetime.
Mm-hmm.
Now, just let that marinate for 2-3 seconds. Zach Wilson, most talented quarterback in my lifetime, Jets have had. Well, who have you seen, Tierney? Richard Todd, Pat Ryan, Kenny O'Brien, Nagel, Boomer, and all due respect to Boomer. If we got Boomer earlier, Boomer would have owned the city, and there was nothing around them. Boomer could play, but Boomer was not in a good situation. Reich, O'Donnell, Foley, Vinny, Chad, Favre, Kellen Clemens, Sanchez, Geno, Fitzpatrick, McCown, Bryce Petty, Darnold, White, Flacco. Now, from that list, and there's like Quincy Carter. I left off guys who played a game or two. I'm not going to waste time on that. From that list, there's four that I take: O'Brien, Vinny, Chad, and Favre.
Yeah.
All right? O'Brien and Vinny were immobile. Now, Vinny had a rocket, and O'Brien can fling it, but they were both slow. Chad had an average arm, obviously average mobility, a brilliant brain, and impeccable placement of the ball. Favre had the hose and the gumption, but he was old, and he got hurt 9-10 games in. So, from that list, all right, only a few of those guys actually won on any, even on the most basic level. Those are the four best. Zach Wilson can fling it, 69 miles per hour, recorded the other day, the fastest in the NFL last year, if that was thrown last year. Got a rocket. You've already seen the thighs.
Yeah.
So he's already put time in to build up his body, which pundit said, Zach Wilson's small. And then they're practicing with the Packers last year. He's standing next to Aaron Rodgers, who's, by the way, basically 6'3". They're looking eye to eye, which was obviously a misrepresentation of Zach Wilson's size. Zach Wilson is very mobile, and Zach Wilson has every conceivable arm angle. Listen, it's August, 12th. I'm not getting on the air saying he's the guy to end the Super Bowl. That's not the point. The point is, for the first time, I really think, in my lifetime, the Jets have the quarterback and they've got the requisite pieces around him to finally get off the tarmac. Finally. It starts tonight.
So the question that, you know, obviously now needs to be asked is, do you believe that Zach Wilson is going to rise to the occasion and be that guy for the New York Jets? Because, again, there is pressure in the position that he's in. He didn't put himself in, and he was drafted into this. They wanted it. He wanted it. He loves the limelight. So the question is, will he rise to the occasion? Or
why don't you answer that first?
You're the fan, and I think it matters. I think he has the ability to. I don't know. I don't know, because what I saw last year was bad. It was really bad. Like the easy things. And we know this from the history of really good quarterbacks in the NFL. I won't say great. I won't like put the Hall of Fame tag on guys, but really good quarterbacks. Don't we know right away? Like, don't we see it immediately? Yep. When Pat Mahomes became the starting quarterback for the Kansas City Chiefs, weren't we like, oh, yep, That's it.
Sure, but he didn't play the first year.
I know.
And he had weapons everywhere and innovative coaching, so it's a different measurement. I'm just going to volley back to you.
So my point is, and you told me to answer this.
Uh-huh.
So last year was bad for Zach.
Last five games, it wasn't.
It was ugly.
Got better.
But it wasn't special.
But there was nothing around him.
I understand this.
Vincent Smith was his top receiver at the end of the year.
All I'm doing is
everybody was hurt.
BT, all I'm doing is qualifying.
All right.
It was bad last year, and there's no other way to look at it. He played 53% of his passes or something like that.
Yeah.
It was 55, I believe. It was bad. But a second year, I'm now making this, and this is why this is important tonight, what we see. It's why, command and lack of confusion and
rhythm
and
points.
And points.
I want to see a touchdown tonight.
And leading drives.
Yeah.
Give me 10 plays.
Let's go.
8 plays. You don't have to score a touchdown. Give me a field goal.
No, score a touchdown. You do have to score a touchdown.
You don't have to.
You do.
I just need to see confidence.
Score
touchdowns.
Sometimes
things happen. But at the end of the day, we know when a quarterback is great. You just see it.
Yeah,
Kyler Murray, first season.
He's not great. I don't think he's great.
But he won Rookie of the Year. We knew.
Who was that first baseman for the Kansas City?
Bob Hamblin won
Rookie of the Year. Whatever.
Timeout. You're battling on something that doesn't matter. Kyler Murray won Rookie of the Year.
Okay.
He is the franchise quarterback.
And they said, here's the study clause because we don't know if he's great.
He's the franchise quarterback.
But is he great?
It doesn't matter.
But that's your word.
But we know that he's their guy.
But that doesn't mean that he's the right guy.
They made a colossal mistake giving him a $50 million a year contract if he's not. My point is, you knew right away. You knew right away. He won Rookie of the Year. He did some spectacular stuff, and he was their guy.
Yeah.
And 3 years later, he quasi holds out. Holds in, whatever you want to call it, because he was there, but he held in for a new contract. They paid him because he's their guy. Same thing, you could talk about with Josh Allen. Like, you knew right away he was their guy.
Well, you didn't. First year, he was horrendous. He was 52 completion percentage.
Hold on.
He was terrible.
52% completion percentage, but he scored like 9 touchdowns with his legs. Which is not dissimilar to the guy who won the MVP in Baltimore and Lamar Jackson. Lamar Jackson wasn't a great thrower of the ball, but you know what? You kind of knew he was their guy. He looked like their guy. He made some plays. He found his success. He found his confidence. And now he's going to get broke off as well. Maybe he won't. I don't know. That contract situation.
You might want to hire an agent. It's just a little memo.
Exactly.
We all love Mama.
So
let's get the damn thing done. I need a contract.
My point is,
what are we messing around with here, Mama?
You can either be the Mahomes and the Josh Allens and the Lamar Jacksons, the Kyler Murrays, or you can be the Tua Tagovailoas.
Yeah, or
the Daniel Joneses.
Oh, stop.
Where you just have no idea.
No.
No, I'm talking.
You mean the general.
They're the opposite.
Gotcha.
Right? We don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if Tua's the guy down in Miami. I don't know if Daniel Jones is the guy in New York.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So he's at that point where we're going to start saying, yep, he's in that Pat Mahomes, Josh Allen, Kyler Murray, Lamar Jackson realm.
Yep.
Or he's more like Tua. And more like Daniel Jones. That's why there's pressure on him, right? That's why there's the issue.
Oh, I don't dispute the pressure.
And the Jets have made it so it's really him.
Dude, everybody's job is on the line of Florham Park. Let's not mince words here. I believe in Joe Douglas, but you could have picked a different lineman. You took somebody who's obviously vulnerable based on his size.
That was one of the worst first drafts anyone could have.
Becton's a miss. We all lauded Denzel Mims. He's 6'3", 220, 4'3", 840. They're probably going to get cut or traded, right?
It was a safety that we kind of liked when he drafted him because he was fast.
So did I. I liked Davis. But it doesn't matter what we think on draft night.
I know.
What are you doing 2-3 years into your career?
That's right.
He has no touchdown,
so he's
done nothing. But at the end of the day, all that matters for Joe Douglas is if Zach Wilson can play. And then eventually, by extension, for Robert Saleh. Because even if Robert Saleh, if he might be destined to be a great coach, if he has multiple 3-4 win seasons on his resume, he's getting whacked. Because Joe Douglas is getting whacked. And somebody new's coming in, and they're bringing in their guy.
Yeah.
So, the amount of pressure is palpable. Now, you asked me, do I think that he will be the guy? I'm almost scared to answer this. It's very weird. I'm getting like stage fright here. I do. Because for the first time with conviction that is rooted in what my eyes are telling me, rather than what my heart is telling me, Like, my heart led me down the wrong road with Darnold. It led me, now I wasn't as invested in Geno, but it led me down the wrong road a little bit with Geno. I watched this guy throw the ball. I watched who he's throwing the ball to. Mm-hmm. I watched the innovative concepts and young coaching. Yes, I do think that the Jets finally have their quarterback, but it doesn't matter what we think. We got to see it. And you know what? We will know by the bye whether or not they drafted the right guy. Not at the end of the season, not 3 weeks into year three. We will know halfway through year two, based on the new sped up period of evaluation,
yep,
if the Jets swung and missed or if the Jets crushed it. That's the bottom line. 877-337-6666, and it starts tonight. The short hops to the running backs, can't see it. The overthrows when a guy's open, can't see it. When the back foot throws with two guys in his face when he throws it to the wrong team, can't see it. Got to stop, got to score, got to start winning some games. All right. And we're going to get a break here. I think, I haven't even looked at the call bank yet, even though it's in front. I know it's fully loaded, but I actually think, and this was not the case with Darnold universally, I think that for the most part, the far majority, I'm going to say 75%, maybe more, Jet fans and football fans think that the Jets have their guy. Tiki and Tierney on the Fan, 877-337-6666. Mets and Phillies tonight. We'll do a little baseball later, obviously. Yankees and the Red Sox. How about that spot with Sweeney? We'll get a little fiery in there. I loved it. A little spicy. He's like, well, why don't you bring me on the show when we win? Well, because that's boring radio. He didn't say we. Let me take that back. When the Yankees win. It's only fun when things go awry. That's when the fireworks blast off, right? Isn't that the essence of sports radio? All right, Zach Wilson. Where do you stand? Your call's next.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road, the steeper the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
On the Fan. So the curtain's getting ready to go up tonight. Year two, day one, and the evaluation is going to be constant. I mean, it's just unavoidable. Daniel Jones for the Giants, totally different. Most Giant fans are like, all right, who are we drafting? Where are we going? Maybe the organization thinks differently. I don't necessarily think that they do, but we'll get the answers there. Mm-mm. The investment is obviously not nearly as deep as it is with the Jets. And, you know, for the first time, I know that this sounds like, oh, let's go to the radio and make this outlandishly hyperbolic statement. No. If you've watched the Jets, tell me a guy who had more tools in his back pocket than Zach Wilson. The answer is nobody.
Yeah, you mean less tools.
No, I mean more. Both. Gotcha. In terms of what he brings to the table,
yes.
More.
Yes.
Now, it's a short. Now, that doesn't mean that he's destined for greatness, because the list of even competent Jets quarterbacks is horrendously, it's painfully small. But, without saying, Pro Bowls, all pros, it's time to rock and roll. And we will have an answer, I really think, or at least a good instinctual direction for Zach Wilson by the bye, not tonight, by the bye week. Yeah. We will see if he can play.
No, we definitely will. And I know what's going to happen. We're going to get a bunch of calls, and I can see them already, talking about how bad the offensive line was for the Jets last year.
Wasn't bad. They're wrong. It was 11th best.
Exactly.
Okay.
And people were going to say that, and they'll say, oh, he's under pressure. I literally just watched all 11 of Zach Wilson's interceptions from last season.
Okay.
There was maybe one where he was pressured, and that's why he threw the interception. It was bad overthrows. It was misreads.
Nobody was open.
Bad placement.
Nobody was open.
It's not necessarily true. BT, I just watched them all.
They also led the drops. I mean, their stats from PFF.
I'm not even talking about the drops.
Rate's important.
I'm talking about
his completion percentage would have been 60%.
I'm talking about the drop rate. I'm talking about turnovers and ball placement and things of that.
Yeah. Now he's got to get
now
better.
Now that gets better with experience.
Yep.
And it's why I think there's so much pressure on him this year. Because we need to see those things that he did very poorly last year correct themselves.
No question.
Like, you can't keep doing that. I mean, he threw four interceptions against the Patriots.
Mm-hmm.
That was at home. What week was that? I forget. So it was early. It was week like three or two.
Well, it was right before he got hurt,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Then he came back and he watched and...
And he didn't throw many.
Played better.
He didn't throw
Ran
many.
Ran a couple in.
Right.
Made some more throws.
That's right.
So I'm bullish on him. I am. I think that they have their guy. I do. But now we have to see it. 877-337-6666. Let's get first up, Joe down in Florida. Joe's on the Fan. What's up, Joe?
Hi, good morning, guys.
Hey, Joe.
Thanks for taking my call.
Pleasure.
Hey, BT, I love the positivity. I've been a diehard Jets fan since the Joe Walton era.
Okay.
And I've seen all those quarterbacks. But here's what I'm going to say to you. I'm cautiously optimistic, but, you keep saying how much improvement he showed in the past five games. Well, he didn't throw an interception, I'll give you that. But he really wasn't good in the past five games. He played well against Tampa, but the Buffalo finale should serve as a chilling reminder that kid was still clueless out there. He was terrible in that game.
It wasn't great. Let me ask you, did Elijah Moore play that game? No.
He didn't play game.
Hold on. Did he have a tight end? No. He had nobody. Nobody.
Mike White showed us in the Cincinnati game that it's not the offensive line. It was Zach Wilson. Because Mike White knows how to make decisions in under 2 seconds. And that's what Zach Wilson...
How did Mike White play against Buffalo?
He played poorly.
He played horrendously.
He did play poor, but the fact of the matter is he showed how a professional quarterback played in Cincinnati. And, Zach Wilson is very talented, but how good did you feel about Sam Darnold after his rookie season? I actually felt better about Darnold after his rookie season.
Well, he played well up in Buffalo. He actually did. Thanks for the call, Joe. I remember that. Well, there was it's on YouTube. There was a play. I think it was the final week of this. Yeah, it had to be. where Darnold was like flushed out of the pocket. Nobody's open. Flushed out of the pocket, goes to his right, eludes a defender, goes to his left, backtracks, goes to his right back, and throws a dart in the back. I forget who caught it, in the back of the end zone. And yes, I have been fooled before, no doubt. I do think, though, that there is a difference between being a blind homer, which nobody's ever called me, because I'm probably more cutting with my criticisms of my team than I need to be. I don't think I'm a blind homer, but I do think that I skew a little optimistically, because to me, that's a better way to go through life.
It's also how it's also how you want to see it happen.
Yes, but you can't let that distort
reality.
Yes, and the reality is he played better at the end of the season. They brought a massive infusion of talent. There's now coaching continuity, and if he doesn't play well the first 2 months of the season, I'm going to be worried, and I'm going to be a lunatic on the air. So get ready. I already told you that. 877-337-6666. Linda's in Long Beach. What's up, Linda? How are you today?
Hi, BT. How you doing?
I'm good.
Fellas?
Good.
How you doing?
You know what? I listened to what you say, and yes, Zach was running for his life, but that was because he had nobody open, he didn't know the reads, and he made a lot of mistakes. But I tell you what, sometimes those throws he made was just so... One throw he made during a game, sidearm, threw other defenders, and the Jet guy caught it, and it was just so sweet. And my very last thing is that the game against the Phillies, when they were running out their second-string quarterback, Zach had the best game of his year.
Oh, you mean the Eagles?
And the Eagles, sorry, Philly. Had the best game throwing. He looked like a real quarterback, and the defense looked exactly like what they were. Horrendous.
Listen, so, Linda, there was not, I mean, to really, thanks for the call, to watch the Jets, of course, if you're a fan, you're going to watch them, but to watch the Jets last year through a prism of honesty, okay? I'm like a real, true, middle-of-the-road, almost centrist evaluation. Yeah. I don't know how you... Now, you're not walking away saying Zach Wilson's an absolute star. I'm not saying... But how do you not walk away saying that he didn't have a chance to succeed? Because if you watched every game, that's what you had to walk away... That's what I walked away saying.
Yeah. I mean, it was there were some deficiencies, a lot of, which is why this...
It was the most in football.
There was a lot of deficiencies. But, I mean, again... It's all relative. You still have to execute. You still have to not make mistakes. You still have to, you know what? That play downfield is not there. Let me take a check down. Or let me just go pick up 2 yards with my legs. There were a lot of deficiencies, which makes this season so much more compelling as an evaluation tool. I mean, they had a rookie head coach, rookie offensive play caller.
Yeah. Quarterback coach died a week before.
Exactly.
I mean, horrendous strategy.
So much not negativity, because that's making it seem like, you know, they were incompetent in crafting it.
Just but real obstacles of transition.
Exactly.
There was
so much negative energy around this team early on, and then it persisted. And then once they started making mistakes, it got even worse. And when you're that young and experienced, it's almost impossible to, like, stabilize, especially without a head coach who's been there, done that.
But yet, he did. And now stabilization was evident. Well, we're talking about the quarterback now.
But I was talking about the team.
No, I got you. But a lot of the guys who were on the team last year are gone. Keelan Cole is gone. Jamison Crowder, who's reliable, gone. Mm-hmm. I mean, Ryan Griffin, Tyler Croft. These guys are actually tight. The only reason they're tight ends is because it says T-E next to their name. They're not actual NFL tight ends. And they got a couple of them now. They really do. Luke is in Manalapan on the Fan with Tiki and Tierney. What's cooking, Lukey? How you doing today?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
We're good. What's up?
I'm just confused why everyone is so down on Zach Wilson. I mean, obviously, last year was his rookie season. Came from BYU, completely different competition, whole different ballgame over there. And in the offseason, he put on some weight, put on some size. The Jets added all these weapons for him, and I think he's gonna have a tremendous year.
Well, that's what we're saying. He's Joe Douglas, the general manager of the New York Jets, made it excuseless. They cannot have an excuse for Zach Wilson. They put a really good offensive line around him. If Mekhi Becton had returned healthy and been a stud at right tackle, you know, maybe you could start saying this line would, you know, could potentially be great this year. But they have a good offensive line. There's skill position talent all around them. You got depth at wide receiver. You got depth at running back. You got depth at tight end. There's no excuse for Zach Wilson. You got Mike LaFleur in his second year, and he's a smart play caller, and obviously comes from a lineage, including his brother and some of those other, you know, these other trees that he's a part of. So you got to expect growth. And if you don't see it, then you start questioning Zach Wilson.
Joe Douglas, by extension, for sure.
Well, that's just going to happen.
There's no doubt.
If we're questioning Zach Wilson, then Joe Douglas is getting the shrapnel from that.
Yes.
But there's no excuse now.
Nope.
Zach Wilson has no excuse.
There was, I would say, about a month or so, and it was painful to watch, man. But we did. Where Zach went out there without Elijah Moore,
yeah,
without Corey Davis, and without Jamison Crowder, and didn't throw picks. I mean, Tuke, he was going out there. If football was baseball, those were high A wide receivers, maybe double A wide receivers, maybe.
Yeah.
But as I say with the Mets, it doesn't change until it changes. 877-337-6666. Tiki and Tierney here on The Fan. So I know we're all hopped up and excited. Listen, this could change on a dime, but there is palpable optimism, which is a nice change of pace. Now we have to see it come to fruition. So we'll roll with the Jets for a while. Me and Tiki both have some takeaways from the Giants game. Not a good start for Kenny Golladay, who is trying to shed this label of, you know, free agent signing bust. I mean, he's slow. He didn't look good at all. So we'll get to the Giants as well. Mets, Phillies, Yankees, Red Sox, Tiki and Tierney on The Fan. You know, he's already annoying me. My boy Jerry Ferrara. You know Jerry well, T. We've had him on the show a bunch.
Love him.
We have a lot in common, even though he's a Giants fan, but the Knicks and the Yankee fandom, Johnny's guy, Brooklyn kid, love him. Became pretty close over the last couple of years, right? But he's already bothering me. And I got to tell
What's
you, he trolls me during football
What's
season.
He, doing?
He doesn't miss a beat. Like, he trolls me with the Sam Darnold stuff. So I just tweeted, right? I tweeted this about 15 minutes ago. I said, basically an encapsulation of what I've said so far on the show. Never saw Namath, started with Todd. And the four best Jet quarterbacks in my lifetime are O'Brien, Vinny, Chad, and Favre.
Yep.
Wilson has more tools. Well, I don't know why people don't understand. Like, they don't really truly read everything.
Yes.
Okay. Wilson has more tools than all of them. All right. Vinny lacked mobility. Chad had no zip, and he was an average athlete.
Uh-huh.
Favre was old. He's got weapons. He's got young, innovative coaching. Now it's time to shine. All right. And he subtweets it, Jerry, and he just writes, wow. Like, I get it. Like I'm tweeting that he's going to win 13 games and get to the AFC Championship game. Well, he started to annoy me already, Ferrara.
Maybe he was agreeing with you.
No, he definitely wasn't. I can promise you. But I trolled him with Daniel Jones. I mean,
yeah.
And I also trolled him on the fact that, you know, because his wife is an Ohio girl, right? And just watch one episode of Entourage. All he's got is the Yankee stuff, the Giant stuff. Do you know that when his first child, now he's a dad of two, which is awesome, when he first started posting pics of his first baby,
uh-huh,
wearing Browns onesies, I'm like, wait, this is Turtle from Entourage? And you're letting your son wear Brown stuff?
He chose not to fight that battle.
Yeah, so don't subtweet me
There's battles you can fight, battles you can win.
Yeah, that's true.
He was not going to win.
That's true. Although I won it with the Dallas Cowboys and my wife, so you just have to actually try to actually have the battle. Craig is in Totowa. On The Fan with Tiki and Tierney. What's up, Craig?
Hey, what's up, gentlemen? Thanks for taking my call.
Pleasure, man.
Hey, Tiki, you were saying that Zach's got all the tools around him, that, you know, Douglas took away all the excuses.
Yep.
I'm just curious about their coaching staff. We have nobody with a good track record there. I mean, I know Sala was okay in San Fran, but
he was a coordinator.
Guy, right?
Yeah, he was a defensive coordinator. So, but a head coach has a couple of roles. It's the one, prepare, because you hire staff that's going to prepare you. Another one is to motivate these guys, and then I think the biggest one is in games, make the right decisions that put your team in position to win. Now, the first two, you know, he's doing, because he's got a good staff and he's as motivating as can be. The in-game stuff, that's what he still has to work on. So your question about Jets unproven coaches, that's what we don't know. Like, we don't know where that's going to go with this Jets team.
Right.
And you talk about LaFleur as well. I really like him. I think he's got a smart approach to how he's building this offense. But he never did it, man. He didn't do it at all until he was asked to be the offensive coordinator of the New York Jets. So that's the big issue.
Right. Yeah, yes. You know, because you had mentioned his lineage. But does that ever really come to fruition? How many, except for the Harbaughs, how many coaching brothers and fathers and sons actually, you know, keep building like the Harbaughs did, right? Those guys turned out to be great.
It looks like Belichick's son kind of has those get the weird facial expressions like he's coked up on TV. But yeah, that's a fair point just because it's not always transferable.
Yeah.
But he's generally thought to be a rising star.
Yeah,
now we got to see it.
He is. And it's also, I mean, he's in that Shanahan tree. Everybody talks about Mike Shanahan. It goes way back, like decades when we were young. Mike Shanahan's tree is vast because it's obviously his son, Kyle, but it's also Matt LaFleur, who's in Kansas and Green Bay, and then now Mike LaFleur, and there's McDaniel, who was head coach of the Dolphins. So there's a lot of that tree.
Sure.
So when you look at those offenses, that's what the Jets offense, at least, you know, based on where his where he comes from, should look like.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it will or not, you know, with some tweaks because he wants to be his own individual, we'll see. But that's generally what it'll look like.
Let's get Mario in Howell, New Jersey. Mario is on the Fan Tiki and Tierney Show. Mario, what's happening, buddy? How you doing today?
Hey, good morning. Hey. Tiki and Tierney, how are you guys?
We're good, man. What's up, dude?
Good.
Listen, cautiously optimistic is how I would put it as a Jets fan and a Zach Wilson, hopefully, believer. You know, I know you guys reference Pro Football Focus a lot. I'm kind of a metric guy and a geek guy. I kind of read everything that comes across Jet related on Pro Football Focus. A couple of things that jumped out at me. They're predicting Zach to struggle again this year. Couple of things that they pointed out based on last year. Slowest average time to throw.
Yep.
They also have something called big time throw rates where he came in, probably in the bottom tier. And also the completion rate, which was the worst in the league last year. Now, that could all be attributed to the talent that he had around him.
Yeah.
I mean, you referenced, I think, a game last year where, you know, he didn't have anyone to play with. Yeah,
it was more like a month. Honestly.
More like a month. Absolutely. So, you know, listen, I'm hopeful that he can do it. There's no excuses now. I think the offensive line, which was, as you mentioned, ranked 11th last year, I think even without Mekhi, could probably be top 10, you know, maybe even closer to top 5. Another thing I wanted to bring up, if I may, I have one request. If you guys maybe during the course of the year can kind of get DeBrickashaw Ferguson on. He was one of my favorite Jets.
I love that dude.
I mean,
we can find him. I think he's still around. He's a UVA guy too, so I have a contact to him.
If you can, Tiki, you know what? I mean, I read something, you know, in 10 years, Brick never missed a snap.
Yeah.
Could you imagine that?
Yeah.
I mean,
he was a sturdy, and he didn't get really appreciated like he should. And it was really because the team, you know, they only had a couple of good seasons with him.
Mm-hmm. Him and Mangold were a terrific duo.
As a team record.
They only had a couple of good seasons, but and he kind of got overlooked. But you're right. Appreciate your call.
Thanks, Mario.
Brick is
so
awesome.
Taking a request now is what's happening here on the show.
It's a good guy to think about to reach out to just from some insight.
Yeah.
I don't know what he's actually doing these days.
He's counting his money. He's chilling.
Yeah,
what do you think he's doing?
He did very
well.
He's
not digging ditches. I could promise you that.
No. We should reach out to Brick. You know, he brought up a couple of things, and you know, you could address them. One was the release rate. Now, part of that is just not knowing how fast it moves in the NFL. If you're coming from college, there is no veteran. I'm talking about last year for the Jets. There's no veteran quarterback in the room. Your quarterback coach is not there with you anymore, as we mentioned, because he passes away. You're basically having the offensive coordinator try to be coordinator and QB coach all in his first year with either one of those responsibilities. And so Zach had slow releases because I don't know if Zach was coached to do, like, to read everything. You know what I mean? So he's kind of like, all right, where am I going? Where am I going? Where am I going? I'm going to hold, and then make a desperation throw, right? And that leads to mistakes. So that explains the release rate. I forget what the other one was.
Well, one was big play. I don't know the exact big play capability, big play delivery, whatever. Some sort of, big play, big gash plays, whatever.
That speaks to
what to weapons.
To weapons.
You got to get open.
To the talent around him.
Yeah.
You know, so... So my point is, there were excuses for everything that anybody wants to say about Zach Wilson from last season. There's an excuse.
Mm-hmm.
This year, there is no excuse.
And that's the point.
And that's the point we're trying to make.
And that's the ultimate point. Now, listen, I love PFF. I use it. And I have. I think I even got into it before you did.
Yeah.
I think I introduced you to PFF.
Yeah, and I've moved off of it. I'm on True Media.
You're on True Media now?
Yeah. It's only because CBS uses True Media.
Gotcha. I've leaned on PFF and some others as a tool for this job for a while, especially doing national stuff where I wanted to kind of dive into some other numbers for other players. But I don't give a damn what PFF says about Zach Wilson because they're not always right.
Yeah, no,
I mean,
right.
Think about all the mock drafts they pump out.
That's right.
Now, they're good. And they contextualize performance, but they're not 100% accurate.
That's right.
So, you know, let's see.
And look, at the end of the day, a rating for a lay fan doesn't mean anything.
Exactly. Exactly, Teague. Let's get Joe in Hamilton, New Jersey. Joe, what's going on, Joe?
How you doing, guys? Love your show. You guys are awesome.
Thank you, Joe.
Just a quick note on the last caller. We're talking about metrics. I mean, I'm an old guy. I'm 62. Not an old guy. I'm an older guy. I saw Joe Namath play. I saw a lot of great players play.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of guys, a lot of quarterbacks, and Tiki knows, are slow. What about the eye test? What about how they perform in a game, regardless of their release rate or if they're slow running or if, you know, most of it's talent around you. Some guys, not everybody's Dan Marino.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah.
Yeah. Go ahead.
The metrics don't always play a part.
Joe, here's the thing. I think, you know, and you hang on for a second, because I think that old school offense that you're talking about, the Marinos and the whoever back in the day, they weren't asked to run. Offenses in the NFL has evolved, right? So I think of all the guys that move pockets, like the quarterbacks and the schemes that move the pocket. You don't just drop back anymore. There's rollouts and there's run pass options. There's all kinds of variations to offense. And I think offensive coordinators have started to realize that if I force a defense to have to defend another skill position player, that is the quarterback, it makes it really hard for them to run defenses. So, I mean, that's why we bring it up, right? That's why we bring up, oh, he's a good athlete as a quarterback. Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson, et cetera. So, I mean, we're not just flippantly saying it and using it as he's a better athlete than these old guys. It gives you more options offensively.
No, not that you guys were saying it. The caller had said that.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Gotcha.
You know, and when I played only in high school, nowhere above the level where you did, I was slow. But I had great hands, and I was a lineman, but I was always put with the running backs and the receivers because I was quick and I had good hands. So if you looked at me, I was slow.
Yeah.
But I could make plays. I'm not bragging about myself, obviously.
Yeah.
But they talk about metrics, but we used the same thing back when we were playing baseball, football, or basketball. Tendencies. We looked at tendencies, what you did against certain people.
Yep.
I guess that's what metrics are today.
Yeah.
But to use only metrics, I think, is a mistake.
I agree. Well, I agree. That's why sometimes you talk about the Yankees and the Mets, and that's why I think that – thanks for the call, Joe. That's why I think Buck has been so great for the Mets is because there's a healthy dose of analytical usage, but there's still an element of gut where he's like – and even the other night we saw this where McNeil faces a lefty, handed a home run off a lefty in a couple of years, bang, home run. Ruff is up against a righty, which is obvious when you go to Vogelback. Nah, we're going to get Ruff hit. We're going to let him hit, bang, two-run single. So, yes, when you –
And he went opposite. He went opposite field.
Opposite field. It was up the middle, kind of second base. I'll tell you, you talk about like rolling out and sprinting out and skill set and designing things, and then we're going to get into some of the Giants things from last night, really Daniel Jones. And more specifically, Galladay, which might be a big issue. But I see, close your eyes, Jet fan. I want you to envision this, right? Here's what I see happening, at least in terms of gash touchdown plays this year. Flowing out to the right. Yeah, you could even say the left, but flowing out to the right. You got these little shallow crossing routes. You got Elijah Moore going here. You got a little deeper. You have Garrett Wilson going here. And all of a sudden, as everything's flowing to the right, to the left, who's wide open? Either Carter, Hall, or a tight end. Touchdown.
Yeah.
That's a play that I see Zach being able to do a lot.
Yeah,
but
those backside wheel routes.
We shall see, Teak. What you got over there, bud?
So I got a little Athletic Greens for you. I've been talking about Athletic Greens for a lot of months now, and you guys should take my advice and try it. Athletic Greens is just one scoop of AG1 in water in the morning. You shake it up, and you're good to go. It's time to reclaim your health and arm your immune system with convenient daily nutrition. And this really is convenient. It is foundational nutrition. It is comprehensive gut health. It makes you feel good. It helps your cell regeneration of energy. And with one delicious scoop, you're absorbing 75 high-quality vitamins, minerals, whole food source superfoods, and probiotics to help start your day the right way. Anybody can get on this. Paleo, keto, gluten-free diet, Athletic Greens is the one for you. And to make it easy, they're going to give you a free one-year supply of immune-supporting vitamin D and five free travel packs with your first purchase. All you have to do is go visit athleticgreens.com/tiki. Again, that's athleticgreens.com/tiki.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.